amount of people that turned up was an example of how exercised people are about this. I think people recognise that this is really a survival thing, and if the post office goes, that we are really under threat, you know. So I mean, that the amount of people there, like, the, you know, it was phenomenal, that all the people that showed up, old and young. So I mean, that was kind of an indication of how serious people are taking this. So I suppose there was some speakers there from the public representative spoke, and then from that, I suppose an action committee was set up. I think there's 17 or 18 of us. So we then met afterwards and plan. You know, we have a series of actions, hopefully planned for our next steps. Hopefully, you know, like, you know, we kind of, the sword of Damocles is hanging over us, so we don't have a lot of time. So we have to get things moving pretty quickly, just to show, you know, how important the post office is for us, and that if it goes, you know, I don't know, it's going to leave us in a sorry state.
So what's the next step now? How can the people of Eastgey save the post office?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, put submissions in, write letters and things like that. But we're also, you know, looking to do other things as well. We're going to contact our public representatives, harass them as much as possible. And it really is, that's what it's about. It's just us coming together and expressing, you know, how serious this is and how serious we're going to take it. And that actually, the amount of people, I suppose, in rural Ireland, sometimes we can be accused of, you know, letting things go and you know, being easygoing about things. But I think the amount of people there last night and, you know, how intently people were listening and talking, I think is representative of how serious we're taking this.
Is there a fear that if the post office closes, then, you know, more will follow?
Taking away the post office is taking away that opportunity just even to survive here. And I think it's callous. And I think it's, you know, it's just done without any mind. These decisions are taken in Dublin and the east of the country without any mind for their knock-on effect down here in the countryside. You know, when a community needs something to kind of revolve around, whatever that is. And we all revolve around something. And, you know, the centre of the town there with the shops, you know, a couple of shops, there were a lot more. There's two shops now, two pubs. There's the post office. And there's a restaurant there, which, you know, just is a beacon, I suppose, of someone coming home and, you know, a lot of people coming to that. But, I mean, it shows what can be done. But I suppose that's what the whole community revolves around. And it's a big hinterland. And I think if that's hollowed out and taken away, then, you know, that's, you know, once the post office goes, then, you know, that's going to have a knock-on effect. And I would absolutely say that other business would close as a result of it.